You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome back Dr. Therese St. Paul. She's director of Murray State's Cinema International Program. And are you ready for another year, Dr. St. Paul?
Absolutely. Ready, roll.
Well, let's just very, very briefly run down every movie that we're playing this year. I know that you've got a lot of variety as per usual.
Yes, we have also a French festival special, thanks to a grant from the French Embassy, from Tournée Festival, which allows us to show 6 French-made movies. They don't all take place in France. The first one is, in fact, in Algeria. It's called Far From Men. It's this weekend. It's based on a short story by Albert Camus. We'll talk about that. It takes place during the Algerian War. Then we'll have the next weekend, My Life as a Zucchini, Ma Vie de Courgette. It's based on a very, it's an animation full of awards. It deals with foster kids. And from a child's point of view, it's charming. It's open to all. You can bring your kids. September, first week, we switch to a German movie, Schönwelt Boulevard. Then we switch to philosophy with the documentary on the soul searching, the life, the journey of Thomas Merton. And we hope to have the filmmaker a part of the discussion panel on the Friday. Then we have a World War I special weekend. That will be September 20th, 21st, 22nd. On the Thursday and Thursday only, we'll have a recent movie called France by François Ozon, dealing with the after of World War I. It's a very interesting movie, romantic and profound. Then we'll have Joyeux Noël, which deals with the World War I truce in between the trenches. And it'll be followed on the Saturday by a panel discussion on World War I led by Dr. David Pizzo, our historian. Then on September 27th, 28th, 29th, we have another French movie, a classic by Jean Renoir. Dr. Tim Johns is actually teaching a Jean Renoir film course. It's called The Crime of Monsieur Lange. Then we'll have a break for fall break, and we'll resume on October 11, 12, 13 with another French-made movie, but made by, in fact, a Russian director called Alexander Sokurov, and it is called Francophonia. It's about art and power. October 18, 19, 20, another French movie, our last, The Workshop, L'Atelier, dealing with a writer who has to teach a writing workshop to disenfranchise youth, and it's going to be an interesting discussion. Now, we then have a Chinese movie, Mongolian Ping Pong, a fun movie, a bit like The Gods Must Be Crazy, and then we'll have November, that will be our last one, sponsored by WKMS Sci-Fi. It's The Shape of Water that everybody's heard about, but not many people maybe have seen, so it's an opportunity.
So Far From Men is going to be this weekend. Stars Viggo Mortensen, and it seems like it's a very thrilling movie. Just from what I can see online, it looks like the cinematography is beautiful. Did you pick this one to start things off, just because it will appeal to a large group of people?
I think so. I think we're talking about Cinema International, so we're going to go into the northern part of Africa, in the desert and the highlands of the Atlas, in Algeria, and historical because it's during the Algerian War. But it's based on the Camus short story, The Guest. So those who know of Camus, the existentialist, who was born in Algeria and who was a pacifist, a humanist, I think this will ring a bell to contemporaneous issues and remind people of humanity.
And then the second film, I don't have the calendar for me. What's the week after that?
It's called My Life as a Zucchini. That's a translation. It's a Swiss-made movie, but French-speaking. It's really appealing to all, children included, because it's an animation, and it's a three-dimensional type of animation, so it's different from the usual ones we see, the mangas or whatever. But it really appeals to sensitivity of a child who is in foster care. And it's very well done. It had a lot of awards. And we'll have discussions with people who are in this university. The CARE Foundation, for instance, takes care of children and foster care. So we get to understand that a little bit better.
I'm sure you're more aware of this than anyone, but for many students, the first time they will ever see a non-American film is at Cinema International here at Murray State. So if you could just say something to a student who's never really gotten into international cinema, what would that be about the experience of viewing films that are made in other parts of the world?
Well, I think we choose these movies. I choose these movies in collaboration with many colleagues from different departments. And I say, what is relevant to you? What do you teach? How can I help you? How can I help you make what you teach relevant in film? And stories hit people better than maybe hard facts. And so I think the discussion that follow our viewings every night help dispel maybe some misunderstandings or, you know, lack of understanding, because sometimes these movies deal with issues that students have never been exposed to. Cultural differences that maybe put them off, or they just simply don't understand. So it's important to discuss, to share, to ask questions, and get to understand about another culture that way.
And did you say the French embassy was instrumental in allowing you to show all of the different French films?
Yes. And this may be the way we'll go with Cinema International in the future, because we're struggling for funds. And, you know, we really thank so much the community for being so generous, and their donation cards. They've been really helping us. But it is really not enough. The licensing fees for these movies are quite steep. You know, it goes around $300 per movie. And so we find that some government bodies or some institutions have grants for movies, but they have to come as festivals. You have to show more than one. And the French Embassy pays for 6 movies among a list. So you have to choose within their list. Chose a 7th one because I really wanted Joyeux Noël, and it wasn't on their list. But that's just because of our World War One special. It's really great to have these opportunities. You just have to look for them. And we'll be doing that again in the spring. We have a Spanish special with support there from a distributor called Prada.
And how can someone listening now help Cinema International to continue to be able to do what it's done, which is to expose people in this region to a literal world of art?
Well, as usual, if you come to and you enjoy the experience, we have these cards that we distribute that you can slip whatever donation you want and give it to us, or send it to the Office of Development that's printed on the envelope, or simply just mention when you call the Office of Development that you want to donate to Cinema International.
And is there anything else that you'd like to talk about this season, just in general? As we meet throughout the semester, we'll be speaking more in depth about individual films. But are you pleased with the breadth of the offerings this year?
Well, obviously, I chose it. But, I'm also pleased very much with the collaboration I've had from my colleagues from different departments. Psychology is really being supportive. They're sending some of their graduate students as well as their faculty to discuss every night when we'll have a movie that of his interest to them. Philosophy, English, working with Dr. Christine Linder on the Thomas Merton discussion. Historians, Dr. Pizzo, Dr. Clardy are helping us with the films as well as Dr. Tim Johns. And I'm very happy that also I'm going to be collaborating maybe some creative writers, because we have L'Atelier, the workshop, where it'd be nice to have the discussion led by someone who actually does these things, leads workshops with students, and what can happen. You know, it's a bit of a thriller, that movie, but it really, what can happen? You never know.
And there are flyers, posters that are placed throughout the entire community talking about the films, but is there an online home that people can go to find out more information?
Well, the College of Humanities and Fine Arts posts on the weekly calendar of events the cinema of the week, and we hope to put the full poster on the our departmental website, it's Global Languages and Theater Arts, but also on the College of Humanities and Fine Arts, and hopefully we'll have a link to the Murray State website as well. But we have some big posters in the library, Waterfield, and you can pick up a little short poster when you come to to the Caris Center or to the library. We have some stacks here that you can pick up. And I forgot to mention there's also participation from Dr. Gamble and Marjorie Hilton with other movies as well, such as Francophonia, which deals in art and history. So yeah, Chinese movie, we have a participation from Chinese colleagues. And obviously, WKMS with The Shape of Water. So, yeah, I'm very happy with the way cinema is going.
Well, Dr. St. Paul will be speaking throughout this semester and this entire year. Thank you so much for coming by and previewing the slate for us.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Dr. Therese St. Paul, she's the director of Murray State's Cinema International Program.